This is Earth and Sky. A listener writes, after a monarch butterfly emerges from the chrysalis, what'll happen if its wings never unfold completely to dry out?
Monarch butterflies are spectacular flyers and travel very long distances during migration. Each year, monarch butterflies cross a distance from Mexico to points in North America and Canada and back again, a round-trip distance of 5,000 kilometers or about 3,000 miles.
Clearly, a monarch needs its wings to work well. But if it comes from its chrysalis with slightly damaged wings, the extent of the problem depends in part on the time of year. There's more than one generation of monarchs born each year. If a monarch is born in North America in the spring or early summer, but it can't fly long distances, it still might be able to eat enough food, find a mate, and have young of its own.
On the other hand, if a monarch butterfly with damaged wings emerges just before the big fall migration to Mexico, its future isn't as bright. If it can't make the long trek back to Mexico, it'll lose its chance to mate and have young. But nature doesn't waste things. Crippled butterflies become food for other creatures, an important link in the food web.
Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.